Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When Dr. J. Edwin Orr spoke to a group at a university, a young woman raised her hand to say, "I don't understand this. If a man believes in communism, he's a communist. If he believes in socialism, he's a socialist. I believe in Christianity. Am I not a Christian?" "Not necessarily so," replied Orr. Then he asked, "Do you believe in marriage?" "Yes, I do," she answered. "I'm engaged to be married." Facetiously, he asked the women in the group how many of them believed in marriage. Most of them raised their hands. "That's very interesting," said Orr. "You say you believe in marriage. It so happens that I'm a chaplain of the Air Force. I am recognized by the government to perform marriages." This young lady says, if one believes in communism, he's a communist. If one believes in Christianity, he's a Christian. Now you tell me you believe in marriage. Allow me to pronounce all of you married. What's wrong with that? One girl protested, "Mr. Orr, you know that marriage is not a philosophy. Marriage is a personal relationship." "Exactly," he replied. "And Christianity is not a mere philosophy. To be a Christian means you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, a living person." Christianity is often mistaken for a system of ethics, a list of do's and don'ts. The Bible gives us a standard for moral living, but this is not the core of Christianity. The unique thing about Christianity is that you can know Jesus Christ personally and find in him the power to live as you know you ought to live. How? By trusting him implicitly. It is illustrated by the story of a man who was known as the Great Blondin. He was an acrobat who provided entertainment shows at Niagara Falls by walking over the falls on a tightrope. On one occasion, he astonished a group of people by walking over and back, first with a balancing rod, then blindfolded. He even pushed a wheelbarrow over it. For his climactic act, he needed a lad to help him. So on returning to safety, he singled out a little boy and he said, "You know, you think I'm wonderful, don't you? Do you think I could do anything?" "Yes, sir, I certainly do," he said. "All right," said Blondin, "you hop in the wheelbarrow and I'll take you over the falls." The little boy took one look at that awful chasm and disappeared into the crowd. He believed in the Great Blondin with his mind, but not enough to put his life on the line. That's where many people fall short of becoming a true Christian. You can't go apart simply by believing something. You have to commit. Perhaps you've been trying to act like a Christian, hoping that will make you one, like believing in something theoretically instead of putting your faith in Christ, simply put, without reservation. You ask him to forgive your sin and give you a right relationship, and that relationship means you are a follower of Jesus Christ. John's Gospel put it like this, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." That's what it takes. Believing in Christianity is not enough. He wants a relationship with you whereby you invite him to be your Lord and Savior. That's what being a Christian is all about. And anything less will never get you across the great Niagara of death.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.